From news across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, fabulous producer. I'm Mark Lawrence. We launched into an interview with Alana Jaco is on the line, Director of Communication and Outreach with the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. Thank you for calling in this morning. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Hanging in there. How about you? How are you doing these days?
Yep, doing just fine. You know, the Greenway is pretty much up and running. Everyone's outside. Everybody wants to be outside. So we're in okay shape here at the Susquehanna Greenway.
Well, I saw a lot of people on the Union County Rail Trail. I call it the call of the outdoors, you know, when you get kind of cooped up after a while, and I guess we got kind of triple cooped there for a while. Are you noticing more use of this of areas along the Greenway, or the waterways and trails and things?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, everyone's kind of feeling the itch to get outside, so there's definitely more people out on the trails, out in parks, out in their communities, just looking for something to do, and the weather's warm, so it's not a bad idea to get outside.
So tell us about the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. I always think it's important that we kind of start back at the beginning of the mission of the partnership.
Sure. So to understand the partnership, you have to kind of know what the Greenway is. So the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. And the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership works to grow that greenway, to build connections between these parks and trails and communities so that you can walk, bike, or paddle from town to town.
And what are some of the accomplishments in the past that help seal these connections?
Sure. So the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership is like the connector group. We, you know, get different municipalities and trail groups together in order to build trails and make connections from trail to trail. You know, we've worked on the North Branch Canal Trail in Danville. We helped out with that project. We've worked up in the North Branch. We helped build a connection between the river towns of Athens and Sayre. And we also work along the water trail. We are the water trail manager for the West Branch and the Lower North Branch. And what we do there is, you know, especially around this time of year when, you know, the weather is getting warmer, SGP staff and volunteers will go out to the different boat launches and river accesses along the river and just take inventory, kind of see how the launches and how the signage is looking and see kind of what needs to be maintained along the river so that people can, you know, clearly understand what's going on at the launches and be able to recreate pretty easily.
Think big for a moment. What could this look like? I think of the Captain John Smith Chesapeake Trail. I don't know how long it is. It's thousands of miles,
sure.
I'm sure. Do you see the John Smith Trail going up to Williamsport and up to Lake Otsego and back down?
Yes. So the lower reaches of the John Smith Trail do kind of seep into the Greenway a little bit. So they do blend with one another. Eventually, you know, once everything's all connected, all these trails and parks, the Greenway will be the largest Greenway network in Pennsylvania. It'll be about 500 miles long. So it's a big mission. It's a big vision, and, you know, we're working towards it every day.
And I've always said the Greenway could be similar to the Poconos, just a cohesive group of attractions and trails and hotels in this region. Is that still a fair analogy?
Sure. I mean, geographically, like, you know, kind of know where the Poconos are. You kind of know where the Greenway is. It's right along the Susquehanna River. If you can see the river, you're in the Greenway. You know, rather than being rich and, you know, there are hotels and it's more of a quainter, you know, small town kind of feel rather than the bigger resort feel. But we are rich in natural resources and beautiful river towns, and it's just a great way, you know, for locals to get outside right in their backyard and visitors who are, you know, coming to the area. It's just a different kind of experience, but, you know, a really enjoyable one nonetheless.
Some of the events that you have coordinated, very popular these days, is the photo contest. So tell us about the photo contest.
Sure. So it's a great time for outdoor photography. It's a good, also a good solo activity in the time of COVID-19. You know, we do encourage you, even though you're feeling the itch to get outside, to still take those safety precautions, you know, maintaining 6 feet, wearing a mask when encountering others, you know, just follow those CDC guidelines. But the photo contest is now in its 9th year. We welcome photos taken all along the Susquehanna Greenway. Our categories are wildlife, landscapes, river towns, and Susquehanna adventures this year. It's a great way to get out and explore the Greenway and find the beauty right in our backyard. So you want to enter those photos by June 30th, and there are cash prizes awarded in each category. So just a great initiative that we're really excited. We've gotten some really great photos so far. You can enter by visiting SusquehannaGreenway.org/photo contest.
And the photo contest, of course, you pay out. Where does the Greenway procure funding?
So it's partially self-funded. At the end of the contest, we do create a calendar from the winners of the photo contest, which we sell and kind of refund the next year's. But it's also partly grant-funded, and we receive a lot of our funding from the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
All right, and then tell me about where we would see these photographs. I forget the name of it, but you have the display opportunities.
Yep, so the winners are also printed and framed and added to a traveling photo gallery, which is featured at locations kind of all up and down the Greenway. Right now it's kind of on hold with so many places and so many of our locations we had planned being closed to the public, but you know, once things start opening up again, we'll have it out. And, it's a great way to kind of have that visual touch point to see, you know, what there is to see along the Susquehanna Greenway.
Upcoming also, you always have various floats. So tell us about the kayak and canoe opportunities.
Sure. So we do encourage kayaking. Again, it's a great way to get outside, satisfy that itch, and maintain social distance out on the water. We will be sending a newsletter at the end of June here with paddling itineraries, so we do encourage people to visit our website and sign up for emails. Again, it's SusquehannaGreenway.org if you're interested in those itineraries. And looking ahead this summer, we are planning to do an event called Susquehanna Float and Films. This is going to be a two-part event on Saturday, August 8th, where guests can choose to kayak the Susquehanna from Milton to Lewisburg, enjoy an international paddling film festival at Lewisburg's Campus Theater, or they can sign up for both. So it's going to be a full day of paddling fun, and you can reserve your spot again on our website. It's a great way to enjoy the outdoors and learn about paddling opportunities right in our backyard on the Susquehanna Greenway and both on a worldwide level.
Why do a float and films event?
So our reasoning was that, you know, we have the film festival, something we've wanted to do for a few years now. There's some really great international films to see, you know, paddling opportunities, rafting, kayaking, canoeing abroad in all these great river systems. And we wanted to show how, you know, you can make this connection, again, right in our backyard. We have a river. We have access to water and to, you know, paddling opportunities at this international class level. So we just wanted to make that connection, have that opportunity for people.
Are there other places where we will see individuals from the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership?
So usually, typically, you know, we are at tabling events throughout the summer where we have resources, we have information on, you know, trails and kayaking and hiking and biking. Again, this year is kind of unique. We're not sure what's going to happen with, you know, different festivals and things that are going on with our partners. So it's likely you may see us at a tabling event if it's outdoor or recreation related. One good way to find that out is check our Instagram and our Facebook pages. You know, we'll let you know if we're out on the Greenway, if we have any events coming up. Again, our photo contest is on there, so that's a really good way to stay up to date and in touch with us.
All right, and your website, tell me more about how to get in contact with you and get more information about all of these things.
Sure, so you can find information for all these activities on our website. It's SusquehannaGreenway.org. And again, you know, visit us on Facebook. We have all our events posted on there. And it's just as easy as visiting our website, signing up for emails. If you prefer to email us personally, we're best reached at info@susquehannagreenway.org.
All right, one of our good listeners sends us a text and says, are you going to reschedule the cleanups? I imagine you had helped with some of those.
Yeah, so we had planned a huge Rivertown cleanup in April, but again, this was kind of the start of the coronavirus and everything was being rescheduled, so we needed to postpone that. It's still in talks, possibly for the fall. Haven't set a date or anything yet, but you know, again, cleanups are important to our river towns. You know, it instills the sense of pride that, you know, there are these quaint, beautiful river towns along the Susquehanna, and we want to keep them clean, keep them beautiful for both locals and visitors alike.
All right, we'll keep in touch. Anything else to add to our discussion? Maybe something important I didn't ask you about?
I think that just about covers it. Again, you know, we know everyone's getting a little stir crazy, and we just want to encourage everyone to stay safe out there. You know, continue to follow precautions as you recreate outdoors. If a parking lot looks pretty crowded at a trailhead, you may want to explore, you know, trying a different location. Again, the Greenway is rich in natural resources and opportunities to get outside. So there's plenty of options. And just thanks for listening in. If you do need resources or recommendations for getting outside, feel free to contact us. And just stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you out on the Greenway.
Well said. SusquehannaGreenway.org. Alana Jaco, Director of Communications and Outreach for Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. Thank you so much for the update. Check back in a month or so, and we'll make sure that we're up to date with all these things coming up. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do appreciate that. Alana Jaco, of course, from the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. We've been following the partnership since they were an infant, so we're very glad that they, it looks like they're going to have, we'll call it a half-busy summer, but they got some noteworthy things coming up. Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, susquehannagreenway.org is their website.